Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another exciting installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so excited to welcome back John Kassman to the show. John, welcome back to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. So everyone, John is a multifamily investor syndicator in Cincinnati area, and he has a background in corporate America and marketing. And today I'd love to ask you, John, what are some of the, you know, now you're syndicating and you work with passive investors. What are some of the things that come up when talking to a passive investor that might be a hesitation that they're expressing?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, you know, we really partner with busy professionals, investors who want to make money in real estate without being a landlord or really being in the active position themselves. And in having these conversations with potential investors, we get a couple of things that come up pretty frequently. So one of the first, and we'll just call them objections, right? So one of the first objections is this feels risky, right? If you're learning about this, this is new. Maybe you've started hearing about real estate and you're thinking about investing in real estate, but trying to figure out how. You might say, hey, this feels risky just because it's unfamiliar, right? You're just not really that familiar with everything. You know, real estate feels like it could be risky. And that's something that we're going to have to address. So the first thing there is just understanding that every investment has a certain amount of risk in it. So anyone who tells you otherwise, you should run away from. Okay. There's a certain amount of risk in any sort of investment. The thing I like about real estate, though, is it's secured by a real asset. You're talking about a physical building. You're talking about something that actually exists. And you can typically look at the previous months of operations to see the income and the expenses that have been generated. And you can value the company or value the business based on that operation. And I kind of slipped and said company, but that's actually the real thing you're buying. You're buying a company when you buy a piece of real estate. You're buying the profits, the losses, and you're coming in to operate it. So that's something that gives me a lot of security. And I think it's really important for people to understand when you're talking about commercial real estate, that's what we're talking about. We're not buying pretty houses and fixing them up and, you know, hoping that they sell for 20% more than what we bought it for. We're buying a business. We're buying it based on the operations. We have a business plan to increase the value of the operations, and we are valuing the back end based on that business plan. So I think that starts to remove and mitigate a little bit of the risk and understanding that. The other thing I implore people to do is educate yourself. Okay. Read, listen to podcasts like this, go to events, you know, make sure you talk to people so you can start to identify where the risk is and then start to understand your own comfort level with that risk, because you are ultimately going to be handing over your power to an operator. So you got to find people you can trust, people you believe in, who are going to do a good job running those deals. So that's the first part, right? Is you may feel like, hey, this feels risky, and you've got to do a little bit of due diligence to understand what that risk actually is. The second thing, the second objection we hear often is that, you know, hey, this sounds great, but I need to talk to someone else. Maybe that person is a spouse. Maybe that person is your financial advisor. Maybe that person is, you know, a priest or a rabbi. Nothing wrong with wanting to talk it over. And I think that's a great thing. You should absolutely make sure that you are talking to other people, getting different perspectives. The one caution I would give you is you have to understand the mind frame of the person you're seeking advice from. For instance, if it's a spouse and you're talking to your spouse, the spouse is going to come with a certain level of experience with you in that those investing decisions, and that's going to weigh in on their level of risk. So you have to understand why you want to invest in a deal like this and make sure that you're conveying that to your partner so that you understand how this investment can help you with your ultimate goals. If you just want to invest in real estate because this is the next shiny object, out of a series of shiny objects, they may shoot that down because they feel like you're not really doing your homework. So I think it really helps to start from the right place as far as, hey, what are our goals for the year? What are our long-term goals? What are our financial goals? And then how could this help us achieve those goals? If you approach it from that lens, now you have the right platform to have a conversation, to ask the right questions, and to make sure you're making a decision that's best for both of you.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
I would also say I prefer to have a conversation with both partners if I can, because sometimes, you know, when you're conveying something, you know, you start playing that game of telephone, right? If we have a conversation, I start talking about a deal, you talk to your partner, but you miss out on some of the key things, it can get lost in translation and it just becomes, you know, a miscommunication or a missed opportunity. The one thing I'll point out though is when you're talking to a financial advisor, you know, that always concerns me a little bit because you have to understand many financial advisors are incentivized when you invest in the products that they offer, you know, and those are typically going to be stock products, you know, stock or bond-based products. So when you talk about investing in alternative assets like real estate, they may not want to do that. Maybe they don't get real estate. Maybe they're not financially incentivized to invest in real estate. And let's face it, who wants to say, yes, you should invest in something that either A, they don't understand, B, they don't make money on, and C, they now feel like they're somehow at risk if they approve you to invest in something or tell you you should invest in something and it doesn't pan out for you. So many of them won't want to give that kind of advice. So it's just easier to say, no, come invest in this stock. So I would say, make sure you're investing with people who have a well-balanced portfolio. Make sure you talk to other investors to understand who they're investing with, how they're investing in real estate, and understand risk of real estate, right? You got to understand the risk and how do you mitigate that risk so you can find the right deals and opportunities. But I think if you do those two things and understand those common objections, now you can put yourself in a position to actually invest. The last one is typically about the investment amount. This is going to vary by deal. You know, maybe you are looking at investing six figures. Maybe you're looking at $20,000 or $50,000. So depending on the capital you have to invest, that may limit your options. The one thing I would say is it's really important to understand what options you have available to you, because many people have maybe an old 401k or something like that that they can tap into to invest in real estate and they're not even aware of it. So if you've ever worked a job, had a 401k, left, went somewhere else and never did anything with that old 401k, you can actually create a self-directed IRA that you can use to invest in alternative assets like real estate in some of the deals we're doing. So that helps people too, because now you have a way to diversify from the stock market without necessarily having to come up with $50,000 cash that's sitting in your bank account right now, because you actually have this money sitting in a retirement account. So that's another thing I want people to understand is that, hey, you may have more money available to you to invest in real estate more than what you think. So just understand that there's different ways you can invest and take advantage of the opportunities that are in the market.
Yeah, for sure. I really liked how you explained a lot of that. And just want to just circle back on one, which is like using an old 401k to start a self-directed IRA. What would you say would be the motivation for somebody to take that money out of their 401k and invest it in real estate instead of where it's currently invested?
Yeah, I think it depends on your own portfolio, right? And how your portfolio is balanced. What is, you know, your end game, your ultimate goals? I like to, you know, earn while I learn. And in this case, if you are hoping to learn more about real estate investing, here's a way to put some capital into some deals get a nice return on that, and also learn in that process. The other thing for you is you really want to diversify. You know, I don't think you want all of your money sitting in the stock market, unless you're like a stock genius. I mean, if you are, you know, the next Warren Buffett, or, you know, you are out there really understanding everything that's happening, you're Peter Lynch or somebody like that, by all means, you can do that. But for most of us, we're looking for a well-balanced either portfolio, or we're looking to take our money and invest in things we really understand. And real estate is simple enough for most people to be able to wrap their heads around it, to start to identify good opportunities versus bad opportunities. And if that's something you want to learn more about, I think it's a great way to get into some of these deals. And again, I think part of it is also understanding that there's a long-term trajectory when you look at those retirement accounts. You know, those are typically going to be things that you look to tap into when you're 65 years old. So depending on where you're at, you can look at it and say, okay, if I invest my money in deals like this, here's the exposure I have, here are the kind of deals I can get into. I think there's just a lot of benefit that go beyond the actual returns you make on just the investment, but also the learning curve, getting comfortable with investing in private placements and private deals. And there's a lot of, you know, opportunities there to make a lot of money if you can start to learn how to navigate this world and invest in the right kind of deals.
For sure. Awesome. Well, that was very informative, you know, and I think we'll speak to a lot of passive investors who are currently considering getting into these passive real estate syndications as an LP. So thanks so much, John, for sharing some of what you've been talking to other investors about, and really appreciate you coming on the show. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to learn more, I'll give you two options. One, we've got a sample deal on our website. You can go to kasmancapital.com/sample deal. You can download that and get on our newsletter. And then the other is we have a podcast called Multifamily Insights. You can subscribe to that anywhere you're listening to this show. You can check it out. It is on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else. So either go to our website, kasmancapital.com/sample deal, or you can check out our podcast, Multifamily Insights.
Awesome. Well, please, folks, check out John's sample deal and his podcast. John, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com. for tons of free educational content to further your success.